Mary Travers of Peter, Paul, and Mary has died. Hers was the crystalline voice of a group that did more than most to put folk music on the pop charts of the early 1960s. Their most famous songs float across the years. Puff the Magic Dragon, Blowin' in the Wind, Leaving on a Jet Plane. When she died of cancer at her home in Connecticut, Mary Travers was 72. NPR's Felix Contreras has this appreciation.
Mary Travers became a singer at a time when there was no shortage of things to sing about. Along with Peter Yarrow and Noel Paul Stuckey, Travers participated in civil rights marches and Vietnam War protests. They helped provide a soundtrack to the times that catapulted Peter, Paul, and Mary from coffee houses to the Billboard charts.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man?
Mary Travers was raised on folk music. She grew up in Greenwich Village in the 1940s, where she heard her parents' recordings of the Weavers and Pete Seeger. In a 1983 NPR interview, Travers explained how Peter, Paul, and Mary tried to move the folk tradition forward.
When we first began to sing together, we attempted to do some of the chestnuts, but to attempt to do them in a more complex and more musical form, as opposed to just trying to take a straight three-part harmony and a lot of gusto and energy.
The cruel war is raging. Johnny has to fight. I want to be with him from morning till night.
Peter, Paul, and Mary had 12 hit singles. One of them, If I Had a Hammer, became an anthem for the civil rights movement. Another became an anthem of a different sort.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
Peter, Paul, and Mary put a Bob Dylan song on the chart for the first time and introduced the work of other new folk singers and songwriters like John Denver. The trio broke up in 1970, but got back together 8 years later. Peter Yarrow told NPR why in 1983.
When we got together and we sang on stage, it was very clear that we had great meaning to each other, for the audience, and that we missed each other.
This time, they were singing about apartheid and deadly violence in Central America. In 1986, Mary Travers said the principle of mixing social justice with music guided her career.
I think the thing that's so special about folk music is it is a reaffirmation of the celebration of the human spirit and human life.
Mary Travers was diagnosed with leukemia in 2004, but Peter, Paul, and Mary continued to perform off and on until earlier this year. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
It's by far the hardest thing I've ever done to be so...